You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As we've been telling you on our local newscasts, Governor David Paterson took to a podium at his Midtown Manhattan office and offered a grim prognosis for New York State's economic health. His mid-year assessment finds that Wall Street revenues have fallen so low, the state's current budget is now in the red by $1.5 billion. Next year's budget will be even worse, with a projected $12.5 billion shortfall. Here's Paterson explaining the new reality that the state and the nation are facing.
Gross domestic product is now down three straight quarters. That's the first time this has happened in over 30 years. Not since the fiscal crisis of the early 70s has GDP been down for three straight quarters. Our consumer spending is down three straight quarters. That's the first time that has occurred since World War II. And the estimate is that our housing, which is down for the last 11 quarters, will not see an upturn in our housing market until the last quarter of 2009. If that comes to pass, it will mean housing prices and the housing market will have been down 15 straight months. That did not even occur in the Great Depression.
WNYC's Bob Henley was at the governor's gloomy presentation. Bob, Governor Paterson seems to be pinning all his hopes on the special legislative session he's called on November 18th.
Well, just in the short term, remember this is the third time they've just tried to plug this current leaky sieve of a budget. The heavy lifting, and I mean heavy, unprecedented lifting, is trying to find the $46 billion in out years over to 2012, which really means reinventing government in a fundamental way. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever imagined this kinds of major cuts.
We know how Wall Street is affecting Albany, but how does the governor say it's affecting Main Street?
Well, there are, job losses in everything from mining to utilities, retail. The only bright spots where there isn't a major slide, and that's education and healthcare. Maybe that's because we haven't felt the onslaught of potential government cuts. Also, local revenues. I mean, keep in mind that the counties and villages and suburban communities are also feeling a slide in sales tax revenue. When properties start slowing up in terms of transfer and the market goes down, the value of property goes down, people can go back and have their properties reassessed at a lower rate. So you start seeing the whole thing sliding. There are at least anywhere between 160,000 to 200,000 New Yorkers are going to lose their job. And then, of course, Budget Director Laura Englund painted this picture about what's going on in Wall Street.
Our current forecast is expecting that in the financial sector, we will see layoffs of about 45,000 employees. This is 50% higher than we saw after 9/11, when layoffs totaled about 30,000.
Now, here's a difficult thing about this. The Wall Street that endures clearly is going to have its gilded wings clipped. What I mean by that, the investment houses of yore are being reorganized as more fuddy-duddy banks, if you will, with guaranteed rate of return, and there won't be the high-flying risk that's associated with Wall Street, and so you won't have the outsized bonuses that we can tax, which is some 20-some-odd around the holiday, some 30% of state tax revenue.
So that's going to reshape state revenues for years to come. So, Bob, no one wants their program cut. We just heard in the newscast at the bottom of the hour that the state workers union is suggesting cutting private contractors and hiring more state workers to save money, although I don't know how that works as money saving since you have to pay their benefits and their health care. The Campaign for Fiscal Equity says now is not the time to roll back the financial gains made in city school funding through their successful lawsuit 2 years ago. The association representing hospitals says its members have already seen their aid cut two times. Any signs, Bob, of who is going to win in this battle over these few remaining dollars?
I don't think that there's any winners. There is an opportunity for leadership, perhaps, and to make some history. But, you know, what is leadership really? It's the ability to get people to suspend their self-interest for a collective good. And that's exactly what we have to see from our legislative leaders, from our union leaders, and from the private sector, a kind of collective coming together that this country hasn't seen in a long time. I don't even know if we know how to use those muscles.
Well, let's talk about those legislative leaders. Democratic Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver saying he doesn't want the budget balanced on the backs of the poor.
Exactly. The Majority Leader Dean Scalia is saying he doesn't want to have local governments, suburban districts, rural districts get a cut in state aid, which means they have to push up property taxes, which could even push foreclosures higher. So you're right, there is a zero-sum game here. We clearly have to have some new thinking here, some reinvention that has to happen immediately because of the slide.
In the 30 seconds we have left, Governor Patterson is going to Capitol Hill tomorrow to, ask for a federal bailout?
Yeah, it's kind of like Redux of the 70s, I guess. You know, New York sends tens of billions of dollars, more than it ever gets back, and places like Alaska and Arizona get like $1.25 or whatever more than they, you know, for every dollar. So clearly he's going to try to say that he wants the states to be at the center of any kind of second stimulus package. Consider the states have over $100 billion in deficits.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thank you so much.
Thanks.